Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your noon Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey. Harvey continues to inch closer to the middle Texas coast this afternoon. Right now, it's located about 100 miles southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas. You can see the eye clearly here on the radar from Corpus Christi. Maximum sustained winds are at 110 miles per hour. The central pressure is at 947 millibars. Harvey's moving off to the northwest at about 10 miles per hour, and you can see these outer rain bands moving onshore of the central Texas coast. We're now seeing sustained tropical storm force winds at the Bob Hall Pier near Corpus Christi. So those tropical storm force winds are moving onshore now. You can see that here in this map that shows the current wind field. You see the orange represents the current location of the tropical storm force winds. And the hurricane force winds are in a smaller area near the eye itself. So the eye of Harvey is going to move toward the coast and make landfall within that hurricane warning area along the Texas coast late tonight or early Saturday morning. And that's going to bring very dangerous wind conditions to that area near the eye wall itself. In addition to the winds, we have a very dangerous storm surge situation developing. The possibility for 6 to 12 feet of life-threatening storm surge inundation from south of Corpus Christi all the way up to Sargent, Texas. So everybody in this area has hopefully made their preparations and evacuated if they've been asked to do so by local officials. Keep in mind, I'm 6 feet tall. That's water that's up to twice as high as I am. So that's a life-threatening storm surge event. In addition, Harvey is going to slow down over the five-day period. It's going to make landfall and then basically meander around the central and upper Texas coast all the way through the middle portions of next week. And that slow motion is going to lead to catastrophic flooding. We're expecting a large area from western Louisiana all the way through much of the upper and middle Texas coast where we could see 15 to 25 inches of rain. That includes areas like Corpus Christi, Victoria, the Houston-Galveston area. And within this area, we could have isolated totals as high as 35 inches. That's 3 feet of rain, folks, and that's going to cause some devastating flooding. So the combination of the flooding from both the storm surge and the rainfall are the two most dangerous aspects of this hurricane. It's just a reminder that flooding and water is what kills most people in hurricanes. So please listen to advice from your local emergency officials. Don't drive into flooded roadways if water covers the road. You're going to want to take action to protect yourselves. Conditions are going to continue to deteriorate as Harvey approaches the coast this afternoon and tonight. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 12 noon Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Harvey.